The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
I've been telling you guys about Bill Advisor for quite some time now. And if you have a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably paying too much. And you don't, nobody wants to pay more than they need to be paying. Right now, that's what you're doing. And it's dumb. Get off of doing that. And our listeners have been saving a ton. Most are saving over $800 a year. They've been doing the $300 guaranteed challenge. $300, that's nothing to these guys. Natalie R. from the Woodlands saved $2,316 on her TV and cell phone bills. Stephen W. from Pasadena, $3,885 on TV and energy. And the big winner this week, Rodney M. from Columbus, Texas, saved $4,136 on his home and auto insurance. What could you do with that kind of money? It's simple to get started. Text the word GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving. That's text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I love what the Saints have been doing over the last couple of years. I love the fact that they traded for Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater's in his expiring contract year. I mean, they're giving up a third-round pick.
That's a significant pick, though.
Which makes me think that they'd like to retain him beyond just this year. I feel like they want to negotiate with him and keep him around long-term and maybe make him the quarterback of the future there.
I think Tyler White might be earning some more playing time. You know what it's nice to see? All these guys who are supposed to be their top prospects, and obviously Kyle Tucker did not do well when he came out. Finally, they get a guy that was one of their better prospects who's performing at the big league level besides Bregman.
Who would have thought it'd be him? But I do think it's funny that the guys that they were so protective of, the Derek Fishers and the J.D. Davises, those are the guys that can't play a lick.
Doesn't mean they're not going to develop into players.
Maybe they will.
As of now, it doesn't look good.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you wish, you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com. Click on Watch Us on Live Stream. That's simple. Miss the first 2 hours? That's some of what you missed. You missed a lot of other good stuff, too. Pretty sportsy, I would say.
Heavy sports.
Until
it's turning into sports time, though, Fred.
Yeah, it's getting close. It's getting close. But we'll still have time to venture off from that. And all available at podcastarena.com if you want to go check that out and hear the first 2 hours of the show. So, do we want to stick with sports? Do we want to get to some other stuff? I have plenty of things. It just depends on what direction you want to go. I got college football out the yazoo. I've got NFL stuff. I've got movie stuff. If we want to get Jong back into the fray here with Comicast, are you doing one this week, Jong?
Yeah, we taped one today.
Okay, see, tell people about it. That's
well. Michael asked me about my adventures in Asia, and that was like the first half of it.
So did you tell more than what you did on the show yesterday?
No. Okay. I told everything that I told on the show, and he just had some questions, so I was just following up with some questions. I was just answering some questions and talked about the food and stuff like that over there. And we got into some DC news. The Joker movie apparently is going to start shooting in 2 weeks. With Joaquin Phoenix, and Alec Baldwin was rumored to be Thomas Wayne, but then today
Joaquin Phoenix is going to be the Joker.
Yes, in the standalone movie, in the Martin Scorsese, Todd Phillips movie, and Alec Baldwin at the time when we were taping it was announced to play Thomas Wayne, but right after we taped the episode, he came out and said no, he's not going to be doing it. So
he's not doing it.
He's not doing it.
No, I'm surprised. That dude, he needs money.
And that. that kind of interested me when I saw he was going to do that. But did you talk about how Guardians 3 is now on hold because of the gun firing?
Yeah, I think Michael hit it when I was out.
Okay.
And an interesting name that's rumored, and it might be a long shot, is Bradley Cooper might direct it, even though he's playing Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah. Not like it takes a lot of acting to play a raccoon.
Yeah, yeah. He does have some directorial experience, nothing like Guardians, but he has some small films. But that's an interesting name.
Okay, I have some other things to ask you about since we're on this. Did you see the Game of Thrones final season footage has been released?
Yes. Yes, the small stuff.
Yeah, it's barely anything.
Yeah, and the visual effects, like the head guy of the visual effects company that's doing the last season, said don't expect it to be done until like May. So we may have to wait until like May or June for the episode.
Yeah, I think we might have talked about that while you were gone, that it's going to be later than we expected. And then finally, here's another one. I don't know if you asked about this, but apparently the alternate ending to Infinity War was too dark. Because it's dark enough, I guess, that, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Infinity War, you're one of the only people on the planet who haven't. So turn your radio down. Half the people get whacked. But apparently in the last scene, when he's walking off, he was walking through what looked like a river of blood, which was supposed to be all his victims. And they just decided that was too dark.
Oh, please.
It's like supposed to be the blood of his victims.
Their movies are so good, but they really do need to man up some of these policies.
It's Disney.
Have you seen the alternate Deadpool 2 where they show the baby Hitler getting murdered?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
I started to watch it last night. Yeah, I've got the extended cut, but it was too confusing for me.
Yeah,
it's a really complicated movie.
Honestly, when I saw the scene, I couldn't believe I took it out because they don't show him actually whacking him.
Okay.
They just show that it's Hitler and he's going to do it. Rob said he was going to tape a podcast. What's tape mean? You know, some of us still old school and remember things the way they used to be.
Well.
Sometimes I still say film stuff.
Yeah.
You know. It's like, I got a film of it.
Nobody's filming anything. Yeah. That's all right.
4 or 5 says, thanks for the brouhaha ticks. Should get me out of the doghouse. Good. Maybe you're the guy who didn't want to pay for the $60,000 wedding. 713-780-ESPN. So I have like the bottom 10 college football teams, which well represented by Texas. We could do that. I got a lot of non-sportsy stuff. I got, most overrated college coaches as voted on by other college coaches. I've got this one.
Representation, I mean, UTEP and Rice both have to be in the conversation.
Of course. They're 1 and 2 on the list.
Are they really?
Yeah. And that's even with Rice winning.
Who are they? They had UTEP, Rice, and who was the other one in the
Texas State, but they didn't make the list here.
Okay. They're not one of the
Charlotte, Kansas, San Jose State, Liberty, Oregon State, Kent State, Coastal Carolina, Texas State. So 3.
Okay. 3 out of the 10.
Way to go. Way to go, Texas. You're all over it.
Humiliating.
Did you see this bit?
Like UTEP, they didn't win a game last year. They might not win a game this year. I mean, they're a disaster.
Rice may not win another game.
It's true. Do UTEP and Rice
play each other? Yeah.
Oh, man.
That'll be for...
That is going to be a battle.
Yeah, can't wait. If you saw this, but you know, NRA has its own TV channel. Have you seen NRA TV?
No.
One of the hosts came on and was ripping one of the survivors of the Madden tournament because he said, "If your headphones are so loud you can't hear what is going on around you, you are living in your own world. That can become deadly." So basically, not wearing your headphones, that's why you didn't hear the gunshots.
Okay. So it's not the gun's fault. It's loud music's fault.
And it's not the killer's fault. It's
loud music.
Yeah, it's the headphones.
You were asking for it, those headphones.
Hey, I did find an interesting story that I wanted to share. It's a little self-serving. I don't know if we have time to get into it here because it's a little
about
longer.
Sports Map.
No, no. I mean, we already know Sports Map's the greatest thing in the world. We don't need to get into that. I mean, we could, but no. This is about radio.
Okay.
And sports talk radio in particular.
Okay.
So unfortunately, I don't have. I mean, it's almost time for a break, so I don't want to dive into this because it might be something that leads to a longer discussion.
Okay. But, is it sports talk radio like in Texas or just in general?
In general, nationally, etc.
Okay.
So, and it's a positive. It's a positive story about sports talk. By the way, I don't know if you've noticed this, but a lot of the Me Too guys are starting to make comebacks. Like Louis C.K. did a show. Matt Lauer says he'll be back on TV soon.
Okay.
And it's like, apparently he was.
Are any of them too far gone to come back? Well, Harvey Weinstein's not going to come back, right?
Weinstein, no. Cosby, no.
No, definitely not.
I think you're safe
back
on that one. But hey, what is the? I wonder what is a fair time for guys like this? I mean, obviously you screwed up, you apologize. You sit out for a while, you come back. That's kind of the American way,
I mean,
right?
Unless you were a rapist.
Yeah, well, I mean, Matt Lauer wasn't a rapist. He was just a creep.
Right.
Same thing with Louis C.K.
Yeah, I don't know. And Louis C.K. should be able to come back from his thing.
Yeah. And I hope people know not to go back to his apartment with him.
Right. Bad call.
Don't go into Matt Lauer's office when he has one.
Yeah.
That's pretty. You know what? If I'm hiring Matt Lauer, glass windows in his office.
Good call.
Right in the middle where everyone can see.
That's a good call.
I'm going to make it like Eric Sandler's cubicle. That's what I'm going to do if he's working for me. All right, 713-780-3776. I know a lot of people would just like those guys to ride off into the sunset, and if they were going to do that, what would they ride?
Oh, they would ride a Harley-Davidson, of course, from Republic Harley-Davidson. And guys, this is far and away the best spot in Houston when it comes to Harleys. I mean, there's plenty of places you could go. None of them have the customer service that Republic Harley Davidson has. None of them have the people that they have. None of them have the selection that they have. These guys are doing it the right way. They're gonna have bike night again in September coming up, and of course you can only register to win that free Harley at bike nights, and they'll have another one this month. They're now open Mondays as well. So if you're looking for a bike, they're open Monday through Saturday because they want to better serve you. It's a really state-of-the-art dealership with, like I said, good people and great motorcycles. If you're thinking, man, I'd love to ride, but I haven't rode in so long, or I've always thought about it, but I don't know how to ride, they've got that covered too. They have new rider classes every weekend. And if you want to freshen up your old skills, they can help you too. They offer experienced rider classes as well. Call or visit RepublicHD.com for more information. And let them show you why Republic Harley-Davidson is Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Or always open at RepublicHD.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Before we get to this, I was just looking at Culture Map, and they had a story of the awards for the most creative confections at the 2018 State Fair of Texas. So the big text choice awards.
You don't need to be that creative. Can we just go back to funnel cakes and corn dogs?
They have most creative. So guess what your winner is?
A fried human arm.
That I would vote for that. That's not your winner.
Fried rat tail.
No. No meat in it.
Fried. Fried canola oil.
No.
Fried lard.
Pretty much. How about this? It's a cotton candy taco.
Oh, gross.
Graham cracker waffle cone batter pressed into a crunchy taco shell shape, so it's not even a taco shell. The inside of the shell was coated with marshmallow glaze and stuffed with chocolate, toasted marshmallow, and cane sugar cotton candy.
I don't like that.
It was topped with chocolate cookie crumbles and two chocolate cream-covered biscuit sticks with marshmallows. You want to talk about instant diabetes. One bite of that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. The other winners were a cinnamon-spiced rice ball battered, coated in puff rice cereal, and fried.
That sounds actually kind of
good. Yeah, served with vanilla ice cream and caramel sauce. That's not bad. And then the other one was black-eyed peas, white rice, spicy smoked sausage, green onions, breadcrumbs, and egg beaters formed into a cake. The cake was in deep fried, of course, with black-eyed pea relish and pickled okra.
All right.
Those are your three winners. So if you go up there this year, you should go check them out. Pass on the cotton candy taco, though. So,
Did you hear the other crazy bride story?
No. There was another one?
Yeah. A bride-to-be has slammed her best friend for stealing her thunder because she got engaged before her wedding. So, like, while this lady's waiting until she's getting married in November.
Right.
And now her friend got engaged, and she's worried that her focus will no longer be on being a bridesmaid. When did women become so crazy about weddings?
Well, they've always been, some of them have always been crazy about them. Maybe she just wants to be a Kardashian for a day.
The unhappy bride continued that her friend often swoops in on her plans. She says, I'm getting married in a few months. My maid of honor is my best friend, and she just got engaged too. He didn't propose. They just sort of mutually agreed on it. She was adamant that she was happy for her friend and said, obviously, I'm delighted that my best mate has found the one, but I'm a bit pissed off that they had to do this now.
Is this Australian? Because she said best mate.
England.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She says the friend is constantly copying her interests and has only been with her fiance for a year. She said, I need this. I need the fuss. I deserve my day, right? I've wanted to do this. I've waited so damn long for this.
No wonder everybody's marriage is a disappointment. They put too much into the damn
Seriously.
Wedding.
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why do all that stress? I mean, seriously. Okay. What the heck? I somehow Siri popped up again because I said, why do all that stress? But listen, lady, realistically, if you look at the percentages, you're going to have another wedding before it's all said and done. Why are you making such a big deal out of it?
I don't know. These women are crazy.
Especially if you're English, because you probably got bad teeth and bad breath, and he's going to be bored with you in a week. Especially if you're that crazy about the wedding. Wow.
Well, if I were marrying her, I'd reconsider.
Yeah, fortunately, I'm old enough I don't have to worry about that anymore. If this one doesn't work, sex robot, end of discussion.
Right.
So, now I want to get this radio story because it's kind of interesting. It's a New York Times story, and it talks about how, you know, everybody thinks that sports talk radio was going to go away, and they have data that basically says numbers are the same as they've always been, that they really haven't gone down. And advertisers are flocking to that, which makes sense to me, based on what ESPN Radio says. You know, ESPN Radio had the high number of listeners making between 150,000 to a million a year. And most of them make more than 75. So they got a lot of breakdown stuff. But it's basically how sports talk radio is still doing just fine.
Yeah, I can see how. I mean, radio in general isn't what it used to be, but I've always said, like, the one medium that's going to continue going on is sports talk, because people like to have some local opinion on things.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can listen to national sports talk, but it's not the same.
Sports and politics, I think, are the two that can still do very well. And, you know, with music, it's so easy to, if I'm going to listen to music in the car, if it's not on Sirius, I'm listening on Bluetooth on my car and listening to my own music. And I don't really listen to music stations anymore. So I could see where that maybe is gone downhill a little bit. But I would think sports and politics.
Because you want, I mean, it's got to have a local flavor to it.
And hopefully it's more interactive, too.
Yeah.
Than just, okay, here's latest hits from the top 40. 281 says, until I can watch a TV in a driverless car, radio won't go away. Yeah, I don't know that I'm ever going to trust the riderless car. Or the driverless car, I think is what you meant. It won't be riderless if you're in it. But Brother Bear says, my buddy spent $62,000 on his first wedding, went to the courthouse and got a bottle of wine and chilled on Bolivar by his second. Yeah, your second wedding should never be a big deal unless it's the first wedding for the wife.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal to them.
But by now, like, you know, I'm 38 years old.
Right. But let's say, God forbid, something happened and you guys split up and you were marrying, say, a 27-year-old second time around and it was her first marriage.
No, I'm not looking for that hubbub.
She's going to want
it. I'm not looking to get married.
She's really hot.
No. There's a lot of chicks who are really
accidentally
hot.
Impregnated her.
No, that's impossible.
There's a small percent chance.
No, I just recently went back and got checked. 0.0% chance.
Okay, so maybe I impregnated her for you. But that's okay. You know, you're going to be a father now. No, I mean, I think if it's somebody's first one and they want to make a big deal out of it, I'd probably go along with it. Yeah, like I said, I don't have to worry about that anymore. So, but yeah, if you're going to marry like a 27-year-old second time around and she wanted to have a big wedding and her parents are going to pay for it.
Yeah.
I would go just for the open bar.
I'd rather save that money and put it towards a house.
So let's say she's like a real rich, like she already has a house like in River Oaks or Memorial.
Okay. Like, and she wants to have a big fancy wedding.
Yeah.
On her parents' dime?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, you'd be okay with it.
Yeah. I don't want to pay our money for it, though.
Well, it doesn't have to be your money. She's going to support you.
Oh.
She's like hyper rich.
Then I guess I'll do whatever she says.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am on that. Yeah, you're writing the check. Whatever you say. Yeah. All right, but you know one thing they'll have at that wedding? Zumo sausage, whether it's the party time, whether it's the Boudin, whether it's Andouille, I mean, they're going to have it there. At the wedding, you have to have sausage, right? If you're grilling this weekend for football, you have to have sausage, and there's only one.
Sausage.
It's Zumo's. And family-owned and operated since 1908. So you know they've been doing it right for a long time. Based in Beaumont's where they started, and, of course, everybody in the Golden Triangle knows all about these guys. And Ryan and the gang are in Houston now, too, and they've been for a while, and everybody. I tell you what. All weekend, man, somebody's tweeting a picture of me and saying, hey, man, tried this. It was fantastic. If you haven't tried it yet, now's the time. There's so many things that we use the Party Time sausage for. We even put it on a homemade pizza a couple weeks ago. Use it for breakfast. We use it just to put it on the grill. It's fantastic. And it's made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, hickory smoke for 4 hours for a truly genuine Southern taste. And the Boudin, seasoned pork and rice dressing, stuffed in a sausage casing. And the Andouille sausage, truly authentic Cajun-style sausage. Blend of meat with Cajun seasoning makes it pair great with all types of Cajun dishes. If you're going to go out and grill this weekend, or not even grill, if you just want to cook them up and put them in a sandwich, there's all kinds of things you can do. Just go to H-E-B, you can go to Fiesta, you can go to Kroger. They're going to have it. Just look for Zumo's on the package, Zummos. Make it a Zumo's weekend. We'll be right back.
live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, you mentioned Palillo. We need to invite Patrick Creighton into this, too.
Is he here tonight?
Yeah, he's over there doing his show. Can somebody check with him? I could just see him wanting to come on air and do his picks. I'm taking the Dolphins. The Fins. The Fins are going to get it done. God, that even hurts my throat to even try to do. Know what this means. My wife sent me like a meme. And it says, help, my wife got drunk and tried to set our marriage certificate on fire, saying, good luck trying to return me without the receipt. I don't know what to make of that. And Lawyer Dave said, $1,500 bride woman sounds like my next ex-wife. Thanks, Dave. And a couple people on text, or texter says, wife's dad gave us the option of big wedding or cutting us a check to put down on our house. Made the wrong choice.
Oh, went with the big wedding?
I'm guessing, yeah. 617 says, tomorrow I'm leaving Houston with a PhD after 5+ years of grad school. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Listen to The Blitz every day after long, tough days in the lab. Thanks for introducing me to good sports talk radio, good beer, and good barbecue. We'll continue to listen on the app when I move back to Boston and do my best to stay sportsy and not be a dickweed.
There you go.
That's very cool. Yeah, very cool, man. Congratulations. And that's awesome. That's awesome. Good luck. So. 713 says, when Fred imitates Patrick Creighton, he sounds like AJ's Alex Jones. Is Creighton the Alex Jones of sports radio? Yeah,
it's the exact same.
Yeah, pretty much. I just
get really loud.
You just scream at the top of your lungs. What are the Jets doing trading Teddy Bridgewater? Yeah. I wonder what his take on that is. I know he's all Mr. New York. He's more of a Giants guy, though, right, John, than a Jets guy?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Hey, have I given away everything I'm supposed to give away? I think so. Trying to make sure the people are all taken care of.
You're such a good guy.
Yeah, I love the people. Not as much as I used to love the people, but I mean, there's still some good ones out there that listen to our show. So for them, I want to take care of them. I want to make sure that they win and they get to do free stuff. I don't know if you saw this. Have your kids ever had to deal with bullying?
Not really. Like, I think Jake had like some kid on the bus a couple years ago try to give him hell, but Jake was also friends with like the really big kid in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what you always do, right?
And this kid was like, hey, leave him alone, and he hasn't been jacked with since. I don't know about Holden's day because he went to school looking like Scarface. So I'm not sure how much grief he got for that, but
he did go to school today.
I don't think they've had much issues with bullying, despite the fact that my oldest son is a ginger. I mean, you would think automatically, oh, he's going to get his ass kicked. Well, and he might one day get his ass kicked, or
he looks scary. I mean, there's two kinds of gingers.
Yeah.
There's a scary ginger.
He does not like bright orange. He's like auburn brown.
Okay, so kind of a normal one. Yeah, he'll get bullied. Apparently, a California fifth grader had to be hospitalized this week after he refused to fight back against a bully at school.
What grade?
Fifth grader.
Did you ever have the conversation of if someone hits you, you can hit them back?
Yeah, although it led to a very bad situation.
That's what I'm like. There's concern for that, but I just feel like in life, if someone hits you and you don't hit them back,
Well, this kid said he was not going to hit them back because it's not the Jedi way. And there, you know what? I have to say there's a reason why the Sith keep winning.
Yeah, let me tell you something about the Jedi way. Jedi aren't real, okay? This is the real life. Like, you can't just go around getting your ass kicked and not do anything about it. It's lame.
When my kid was in kindergarten, I had told him, he said a kid was picking on him, and I said, it's okay to stand up for yourself, is what I told him. Next day, I get a call from his teacher. He's taken a globe and slammed it over a kid's head.
Oh, boy.
and said his dad said it was okay. Said, no, it's not what I said. I did not say go pick up a globe if a kid made fun of you and bash him over the head. But and now he's the most passive kid on the planet. But he was a little aggressive when he was little. He was a big dude too. He was, you know, I had high hopes for him being a linebacker, but you know, he just never was interested in it.
Yeah.
Squeeze in a call. Somebody wants to talk about the weddings. Casey, on the Blitz, go.
Hey guys, how's it going? I just had a personal question, or I guess for y'all's advice. I respect y'all's opinions. I'm actually about to get married myself, and, you know, we've already decided to kind of keep the wedding, you know, kind of basic, you know, just to save on money and, you know, just be easier for our, you know, our house payment and everything. I make about 40 grand a year. She makes about 25. I was wondering how much do you think we should be spending on rings? Again, you know, I'm not really big on material things, but I don't know if this is the wrong way to look at it, but I kind of want it to be like a, you know, a validation, I guess. I don't know the right word for it, but I don't want to cheap out on those, if that makes sense. How much do you think I should be spending on that? And I'll hang up and listen.
So are you not engaged? Is that is like is
he no? He's talking about the wedding rings.
I mean, a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah,
like the engagement ring—that's where the money goes.
Well,
to.
But I honestly, you can get a really nice ring for something like this for under $500.
Yeah,
and on those salaries, I would not spend any more than that.
So
it's still special. It's you know it's money out of pocket. It's. But, yeah, that's. I think you can get real nice rings for under $500.
I think we got both of our wedding rings for around $500 total. Now, since then, since I've, like, started making better money, because I was probably making about that when I got married. But since then, now that I'm making, you know, much better money than I was when I got married, we've, like, upgraded her ring set.
Yeah,
I've downgraded to wearing a rubber ring more often than not. Like, yeah, that's what I wear at the gym.
And that's we did the same thing because when we got married, I was John and I have told the story about being furloughed over at Cumulus. That's the week I went up to Canada and got married. So she didn't have much of a ring when we got married, but as soon as we got down here and I was working two jobs, I went over to Klein's and got her a really nice one, and she's had that one ever since. Me, I don't care. I don't know what mine costs. I just know it's there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I picked my own out.
I just want something plain, and you know it's I don't know what it's worth, but it's a wedding ring.
Yeah,
that's not. I'm just not sentimental about those things. In fact, I'm not really sentimental about anything. But for her, it's a, you know she wanted a nice one. Is it wrong that my husband doesn't take me anywhere? We've only been married 4 years. I thought that was the type of thing that starts to happen whenever you're married 20 to 30 years.
I mean, maybe you're a pain in the ass.
It's
entirely possible, right?
I would say if not taking anywhere after 4 years, that's not a good sign. You should always find some time to do something, even if it's once a week.
Yeah.
Like if he's gonna, especially if he's going out like 4 or 5 times a week and you're not going at all, that might be one worth having a conversation about. So... 713-780-ESPN. 832 says, AJ, my son is almost 10. He's been called the N-word twice, once at school and once at baseball. If he hears it again, he's to tell him not to call him that, and if they say it again, he has permission to take them out.
Well, bye. I mean, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I think 100%. Now she says he's socially awkward. Well, that explains it. That's not, you know, some people don't like to go out.
Oh, if he's socially, not going out?
Yeah, if it's just that he's not taking you out because he's socially awkward, that's, that's kind of understandable. Some people are just not comfortable.
Yeah.
You can go to a movie and not have to talk to anybody.
That's true.
You can still do that. You make those kind of suggestions.
Or just get rid of him.
Yeah, upgrade.
Yeah. Find someone who will take you out and treat you right. Treat you to a good time.
Stop that.
Find a man who will take you to the Kima Craft Beer Fest Saturday, September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. The Kima Boardwalk. You're going to go down there, and you're going to find that there are 24 breweries there who want you to drink beer all day. You buy advance tickets now for $44.95 a person, only $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. They'll be $49.95 day of, so it's good to get in now. Admission includes beer samples, giveaway from beer vendors, and food samples. The beer, Eighth Wonder is going to be there. Community Beer is going to be there. Galveston Island is going to be there. Independence, Carbach, Revolver, Spindle Tap, St. Arnold, Shiner, Southern Star, and Texas Beer Refinery are amongst the local brands that are going to be there. And then there's going to be some national brands like Deschutes and Founders as well. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be great beer. And there's going to be live music all day on top of things. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at the multiple ticket booths at the Kema Boardwalk. Must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and must be 21 years of age. And if you're a real craft beer enthusiast, at 1 p.m. you can take the Craft Beer Fest cruise on a yacht or get into the Craft Beer Hotel package, which includes a one-night stay at the Boardwalk Inn and two tickets to the festival. Go to KemaBeerFest.com for more details. For the Kema Craft Beer Fest, that's KemaBeerFest.com.
Is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey, guys. Game's tomorrow night. You want to get in on the action, you know where to go. My bookie. And whether it's college football, you want to bet on the preseason games, you can do that. I like to play the horses. I like to play CFL. I like to play college football, NFL, all of it. And it's all on my bookie. And the cool thing is they're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. I've been doing business with them for years. I've never had any problems. And when you win, they'll pay you. They also got in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for fantasy, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player is going to score each game. How about that? You can make money that way. They've also got a survivor pool that you can get in on. All you have to do is go to your computer or mobile phone and Google MyBookie to get your account started. And they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So our four-year married lady says, sugardaddy.com, here I come. You think I like her. Somebody else asked a serious question. How common is a six-figure salary in sports talk? I couldn't tell you. I know what we make. That's about it. I can't speak for everybody else.
Yeah.
I know that it's hard to make money in this business.
It is. But, so. I mean, a lot of it is how long can you stick somewhere and build your brand and things like that. And, you know, Fred and I are lucky that we've been doing this for a long enough time and we've had a consistent enough track record that they're willing to pay us.
Yeah.
A lot of other guys, it's like, well, you can make a living, maybe, and until you prove that you know you're worth this, and that's the way the business works.
Yeah, I would say it's not common.
I think it's kind of a microcosm of our economy. You do have a lot of you have part timers who are at the very very bottom. Then you have your producers who don't make much, and then you have very very few middle management.
Are you calling us one percenters?
Yes, I am.
I'd like to dispute that, but just based on what I know from around the city, yeah.
I don't know.
But you know what? Screw it. We earned it.
Yeah, I don't know.
We earn it every day.
I don't know what the other guys here make. I mean, I imagine that John and Lance do pretty well. They've both been doing this for a long time. I imagine Charlie Polillo does pretty well. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's all about how many advertisers you bring in.
Pretty much it.
How many advertisers are on this station because of you? That's kind of what you can boil your value down to.
Yeah.
Like, for you, Sam Houston Race Park's a massive account for our company. And if you're not on the show, they're probably not doing business with us.
No.
Carbach is that for me.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm not around, Carbach's probably not spending a bunch of money with us. It's just once you establish those relationships with people and you build up a portfolio of clients who want to be on the radio station because of you, that's when you get paid.
Well, to be fair, I mean, a lot of what I do is outside the show to bring in business. And,
yeah.
You know, so there's – but I also feel like I'm not overpaid.
Me neither.
By any stretch for what I bring in. All right, let's do deaths. We start with 2014. Jimmy Jameson, a rocker, dies of a heart attack at 63. The ironic part is he was part of Survivor.
Yeah, not Survivor.
He did not have the Eye of the Tiger. There was no thrill of the fight for him. 2013, Tommy Morrison.
He just wasn't the survivor.
Right. Well, Tommy Morrison dead at 44.
Could have easily died in that back alley street fight in Rocky V.
I should have, probably.
Survived that, then the AIDS got him.
Yeah, not a survivor either. Lee Marvin, 1987. Dead of a heart attack at 63. That's not a good run.
Lee Marvin?
I bet you were a big Lee Marvin guy.
No.
That's my... Reservoir Dogs reference. Ingrid Bergman, Swedish actress, dead at 67.
Not Boy, familiar with her
nobody,
work.
Nobody on this list has had a good run yet. 2015, Daryl Dawkins, also known as Chocolate Thunder, also known as dead at 58.
Womp womp.
1969, Rocky Marciano, that's their one, dies in a plane crash at 45. 1974, Charles Lindbergh, also an aviator, dead at 72.
Had a baby.
Yes, that disappeared. 1877, Brigham Young. I don't care how you Brigham, just Brigham Young. Dead of periodontitis at 76. That's probably a pretty good run for 1877.
That's a pretty good run.
Yeah, except now there's too many rules at his school. 1888, Marianne Nichols, 42-year-old prostitute, was found stabbed to death in London. First of at least five murders by...
Jack the Ripper.
Okay. Here's a very sad one. 1914, Martha, the last known passenger pigeon, dies at the Cincinnati Zoo.
R.I.P. R.I. Pigeon.
R.I. Pigeon. The last of its kind.
Last of the Mohicans.
I'd say it. I don't really care about pigeons. Don't really mind if they disappear. They're like flying rats. All right, here's your best deaths. 2016, Gene Wilder. Blazing Saddles, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Silver Streak, so many good movies. Dead at 83. I think the movies he did with Richard Pryor were my favorites.
Oh, the best.
Yeah. 2015, Wes Craven, Nightmare on Elm Street, dead at 76.
It's a good run.
Yeah.
Made some good movies.
2003, Charles Bronson, Death Wish, Dirty Dozen, dead at 81. I always liked him as an actor because he was one of those guys that just wasn't attractive, but he would beat your ass. Big fan of his. I watched the... Bruce Willis version of Death Wish, not so good.
Meh.
1997, Diana Spencer, also known as the Princess of Wales, dies in a car crash in Paris at 36. Wow, she was only 36.
Man.
1990, Stevie Ray Vaughan dies in a helicopter crash at 35. Dude, everybody on here except for Bronson is dead early. And finally...
I feel like you're... As you've gotten older, you've... extended the length of what's a good run.
A good run to me is like
over 65 is good.
No, 81 is a good run. Everything else is kind of like,
You feel like someone dies at 65, they died young?
Yeah, I do.
Not me.
With the way society is now, with the way medicine is, you should be able to make it to 65. And finally, John the Baptist was beheaded in 29.
I'm on a radio salary. I can't afford insurance.
Oh, you got veteran insurance. Stop. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Jong Lee, great job. AJ Hoffman, great job. All the listeners, fantastic job today. Me, not so much. But we'll try again tomorrow at the Hyatt with Owen Daniels. Come see us. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.